This episode of Talkin' Shop is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/hoots. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/hoots, H-O-O-T-S, to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
What we have right here is Robert Gibson.
Oh, baby.
Ricky Morton.
Yes.
The Big LG.
Oh, baby.
And the Machine Gun Carl Anderson sitting here hanging out, having fun. We're having cold beers. We got a lot of great fans that came out. I mean, that place was packed tonight.
Yes, baby. They were. Where were they hanging from?
The rafters.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if everybody understands, especially how important this is to Talkin' Shop. Talkin' Shop sits around, we have some cold beers, and we talk to people that have been in this business for a long time, and two guys that taught us what it was like coming up, Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson. Thank you guys for sitting here talking to us at Salsa's restaurant
in Dublin, Georgia.
In Dublin, Georgia, where they were hanging from the rafters.
You damn right. You know what?
And I fucking appreciate you, baby.
You know, me, Luke was talking earlier, and you too. You just don't know what this means. After being in this business 45 years, to still step in the ring and perform with a tag team like you two guys. I know you guys have wrestled, you know, for WWE at WrestleMania and all these big crowds.
Yep, yep.
But tonight, we had a good crowd, but the feeling, the cheering was even different.
It's real emotion.
It was different than just coming out and doing a spot and everybody, yeah, you still got it, bullshit. The fans were there. They were in the match with us. Well, and that's what I try to explain to each guy.
How about that lady on the front row? Did you see her?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, that's she was ready to come over.
Did you see her?
I was selling, watching out one of
them. Well, there were four older ladies that were ready to fight me.
Y'all would have jumped down that orchard.
They would have whooped their asses. Yeah.
Were those your family members or just people that have followed you around for 30 years?
Pull her off you.
That's a legacy, man.
Ricky said Machine Gun take it home. They're getting too mad.
Oh, I did. They were. I didn't want it. We was going to get to a point that was no return.
Right.
You know? Hey, we was going to fight our way out of that.
You know, we grew up fans of you. This makes us, like, happy. This gets us going. This revs our engines more, almost more than wrestling. Being able to just hang out and call you guys peers and be friends with you guys. But, like, to be able to do what we did tonight was, like, fuck, that's something that a five-year-old Chad never would have imagined.
Have you ever told them about your dad taking you there?
Well, I'll just tell them right
now. Tell the Talking Shop universe. We don't use universe.
You know, so this really threw me off, right? So my father, I remember this. I was 5 years old, and my little brother must have been two because he's 3 years younger than me. And he goes, hey, the Rock and Roll Express are landing at the Asheville Airport. And I remember thinking,
that was one of those damned autographs.
So now that I look back now and I go, how the fuck did my dad know that, right? I didn't even know he was that hardcore of a fan. So we get there, and like we asked Bobby Eaton to sign it, and Bobby Eaton said, of course. Which, you know, Bobby Eaton, we talked about, a friend of yours, and all the years of feuding, and he was so kind.
Man of all time.
And then the Rock and Roll Express go, of course we'll sign this. And you guys looked at me, and you looked down at the sign, and you saw Bobby Eaton sign it, and you went, come on, Bobby Eaton sign this. Like, you can't do that. And I was a little kid looking up at you, right? And then Robert Gibson goes, he flashed me the love sign, and I went, fuck, man. And I remember looking up. I didn't say, fuck,
you
man.
Said, fucking fuck.
I remember looking up, going, I go, it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And it changed my life forever. Like, wow. And it's the truth, right? And then I had a poster in my room, and I just flashed this every single fucking day. And I get to wrestle you guys 35 years later, which is so cool. And so that's what I appreciate you guys for, just for teaching me so much about this. But being kind to me. As a kid.
Can I tell you why?
Yes, Ricky. Talk to me.
A couple of things. A couple of things I want to tell you about.
Yeah, have another beer.
When I was 17 years old, I worked in Printer's Alley in Nashville, Tennessee. Yep. Johnny Bench walked in, and I'm washing glasses. So I asked him for his autograph, and you would think I'd asked him to cut his left nut off. I mean, it's, oh, God. And he was going off right here. And then he finally sent it to me. And I looked, I wadded up, threw it back at him, told him I didn't want it that bad.
Yeah.
Then he jumped up, tried to get me fired, but they ran his ass off. You understand me? And I told myself I would never, ever be like that. This is another great situation. I'm in Dallas, Texas. with all the big stars of WCW. I'm not saying names, but you know who they are. They're all there. We're eating. A little kid walks over to the table. He says, can I have your autograph? And every one of them at that table, you thought he asked them to cut his left nut off. So I went, oh, whoa. I'm going to walk up to the car, and I get a picture. And I came back and I signed it for him. I gave it to him. Well, he went back to the table, and I watched a man get up, walk outside. He come back to the table, had a baseball in his hand. He flipped it to me, and I caught it. And he says, thank you for being nice to my kid. Yeah. But the rest of you at the table can go fuck yourself. Look here.
You can't say that on TV.
I turn around, Nolan Ryan.
Safe.
What a story.
Nolan Ryan.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And it's that baseball is on my oldest son's mantle.
Yeah. His house. Hell yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's,
and then they all try.
Circle, man.
Then they all try to babyface to him and he blew them off.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yes.
That brings me to a thing, too. Like, how great was Bobby Eaton?
Bobby was one of the smartest workers ever in the business. Now, if Bobby would have talked, he'd have been the world heavyweight champion. But he had Jimmy Cornette to talk for him. Bobby could just paint a picture. Bobby could take nothing and make it 10 times better than it ever was by doing nothing. When you learn how to work in our business, and I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, we really kayfabed in that day. You know, it wasn't you in the back and you going over every spot. But you didn't see, you didn't get your finish till you got in the ring. And all they said was you over, you under. That's all you got. That's the only time I got to talk to Bobby. Me and Robert, years ago, we go our Broadway, we pay tag in the ring. I didn't know, did you ever know that? You say you didn't know, we pay tag or got your ass, pow, you know, and nobody knows. And we did it with the hills. Yeah, look here. And with the heels, Cornette had to come in the ring.
Sometimes it's so stiff, one of us chases that damn motherfucker.
But it was so fun.
Yeah.
And I looked forward to every night stepping in the ring because one thing I didn't have to worry about was somebody dropping me on my damn head.
One of the funniest spots, Bobby Eagle and me, were in Evansville, Indiana.
There we go.
Ricky and Bobby's in the ring. Same thing we did tonight. We're just stalling. All of a sudden, Bobby let one out.
No, I did.
One of them let one out. Look here. Look here. Bobby turns around and tags Dennis. He just come in. He walked in that fart. Turn around.
Hit
Bobby off the apron.
Hey, did you see my match with Joey Janela?
The hardcore one.
Not Bobby all
the No, I just saw the clips of it.
Okay, you know, I power drive him on the table and I farted in his face loud. It stunk like that. Bam, and he took the ball and he looked at me and goes, nobody's ever done that to me before. And I was crying. I was so hardly. But it's good shit.
That's the greatest stuff of
That's
all
what
time.
It is.
Yeah, but
man.
You don't know. And
yeah.
You know what's cool? I thought was cool tonight. Was like,
oh shit!
I met a new friend tonight. His name is T. Right,
his first wrestling show.
Him and his friend, right? So they came tonight, or his brother or friend. So he goes, hey, dude, I don't know much about the Rock and Roll Express, but I love the Good Brothers.
Right.
And I went, brother, I grew up on the Rock and Roll Express, so I thought that's what's so cool is that they were able to come see us. And then see what the fuck I grew up
with. Right.
Okay. But you see,
That's what's really cool.
I mean, wrestling fans that was there tonight out here. Okay. I mean, you got your money's worth. All right. See, that's what I'm talking about. You pay to come and see us, and I want you to get your money's worth. Even though if you didn't know us or know who we were, it's the things that we have forgot. It's not about me. You know, you go in the dressing room and the guys are going over their spots. And just to go piss, you got to duck three clotheslines and do reverse a hip toss. Enjoy yourself, guys. Damn. Have fun in this business.
You got to hurdle some kids as well.
Yeah.
Well, I hurdle my child. Right?
Well, we got too many kids back there, right?
I was all right. He was cool.
Blish splash, I was taking a bath and I noticed I have some beautiful balls. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in below-the-waist hygiene, are turning men's shower dreams into their favorite routine, the all-new Ultra Premium Collection. This all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle is designed to upgrade the everyday man's shower routine from head to toe. Your skin, hair, and yes, even your balls deserve it. Save big by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20. That's HOOTS20 to get 20% off. Listen, let me walk you through the Manscaped shower routine. Step one, you lather on the cologne-infused ultra-premium body wash with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean and moisturized all day. I'm not sure if you heard that correctly, but this body wash is cologne-infused, so that special someone in your life will absolutely love it. Then, it's hair care time. Apply the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner that cleanses and nourishes in one step. This non-greasy formula has a base of coconut water, green tea, aloe turmeric, and sage. Apply this to your armpits and your pubic region too. Then, once you hop out of the shower, protect yourself from body odor by applying on the Manscaped aluminum-free deodorant. This deodorant dries clear and is also cologne-infused. Then, if you have tattoos or dry skin, you gotta hit your skin with a hydrating body moisturizer spray. Then apply the Manscaped Lip Balm. This is a free gift when you purchase the Ultra Premium Collection. Now, last but not least, guys, we're using the Lawnmower 4.0 electric trimmer to clean off any unwanted body hair. That's right, the Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof, so you bet it's a major key to your new shower routine. This elite trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. Although your balls may look like punching bags, don't treat them like one and get the benefits from this new skin-safe technology. Once again, 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Use the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. It's time to get wet and clean with your new Manscaped shower routine.
This episode of Talkin' Shop is sponsored by Athletic Greens. When it comes to making resolutions and it comes to eating clean and eating right and getting the gut healthy, Athletic Greens is the way to go. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy recovery, focus, and aging. I start off every morning with a glass of Athletic Greens, and then I head downstairs into my private gym and do about a 45-minute to 50-minute cardio workout, and I feel so great, so refreshed, and so energized to start my day. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/hoots. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/hoots, H-O-O-T-S, to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
What do you guys have coming up? The Rock and Roll Farewell Tour.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I want to hear all the history stuff, but I want to know what's happening right now.
Okay, right now, I'm thinking about expanding it for another 5 years.
I like that. We can go around the horn again.
Well, no.
I clap.
Robert, reason why is because we're booked all the way to next year.
Yeah, I don't know that they're going to let you farewell. They're going to keep booking you.
Well, you know what? As long as they do, sorry.
I'm going to do two farewells.
You know, this is what I do.
20-year farewell, man.
You got to go back to Japan for a real farewell.
Can we tell the Footloose story before we end the podcast? Now, weren't the Footloose guys trying to be Japanese Rock and Roll Express a little bit?
Yes. All right. They come out to Footloose.
They turn out to be extra good guys.
Okay. Now.
Well, let's get to the
And you're there. You know, and you're there.
Let's get to you.
We're there, and you watch it, because I knew we had to work with them. So it came up, and we got to do a 30-minute time limit match with them. So I go to them.
Well, first of all, we get on the American bus, the Japanese bus.
Yeah.
You get on the bus, they got a lineup who you going to wrestle.
Yep.
So that's cool. We get the first night. We get there. We go to the locker room. Some guys that I know, shake hands, get near Footloose. They would turn their back against the wall. Next day, get on the bus. Rock and Roll versus somebody else. We go to the show.
What is this here?
Okay, go to the show. Same thing. They shake their hands. They would turn around. But the third night, we get on the bus. Rock and Roll Express versus fucking Footloose.
Yes, but I go to them. You know, it's like everybody.
Take over now.
So I go to them and I tell them, You go 30 minutes tonight. So I told him, I said, any hot spot? No hot spot. No hot spot. I'm like, what the fuck? So we go to the ring. And right there, they're standing there, and the big one out of everybody in the world, he hauls off and slaps Robert. Now I'm actually supposed to go 30 seconds. Now I hold on, hoop. In a matter of seconds, Robert had him in that rope. He looked like elephant man. Goddamn face is all swelled up and shit. They roll out of the ring. They go back to the dressing room. I told Robert, I says, I guess we're fired. He said, hey, we was looking for a job when we found this motherfucker. And he jumps out of the ring and goes straight back to their Japanese dressing room. Walks right through the door. The guy's sitting there. Robert kicks him right in the fucking head. The Japanese boys going around. We go back. And I said, fuck. So I'm back on it. You're supposed to go 30-minute Broadway. All this happened in a matter of 3 or 4 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the next day, we pull up to the next town, and there are the two guys standing right there.
Robert, they're standing there waiting on us.
Yeah, they're waiting on us. That door opened. Me and Robert jump off that bus, and both of them are standing there. They go, tonight we do very, very many high spots. See? And for the whole tour, they met us at the bus the whole time and carried our bags.
Hey, look here. Hey, we had great matches with the whole tour.
You got to smarten them up a little bit.
That's how you end. Where's the next stop?
I didn't want to move you.
Next stop? We're in.
Where's the next stop on this?
We're in
amazing
we're New York next week.
Next week, yeah.
We're in New York next week. We fly into
the
world.
Yeah, we just got back here last week.
We was just there last weekend. See?
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
The farewell tour is not going to stop.
This is the thing I said before when we did the podcast with Just Rico. The farewell tour never happened. They've been going for 40 years.
Yes.
So when's, you know what I'm saying? So when's the farewell stop?
I love it.
I don't want it to ever end.
When it stops?
Robert and I never had a contract. Never. Never had a contract. We worked for a lot of promoters that always got the first count. A lot of the things I really don't talk, a lot of people don't know the stories, you know, with Dusty and us quitting NWA. You know, we got fired for reasons that none of y'all know. Because I stood up for the boys and I stood up to wanting the money they got. Because here we're selling out everywhere we go. And everybody's got Corvettes. And at that time, a $300,000 house was unbelievable. Why don't we have that? And we're the one doing this.
And you're drawing the house.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yes. And then when I stood up with the boys and me and Robert, that's where the turn come. You know what I'm saying? But they screwed herself when they fired us. NWA didn't last 3 months.
We were over more than
that. Rock and Roll Express never quit. All the rest of them did.
Buddy, we was over it ever since.
We know.
You know, I first bought my
house.
Sometimes
it's bad to get two over.
Yes. When I first bought my house in Charlotte,
sometimes it's bad to get two.
The next day I woke up, my wife said, what is that? No, I went out. There's 300 people in my front yard.
Front yard.
We were rock stars that didn't know it. Now I could tell you some stories that would blow your absolute mind.
That would just be one night.
Yeah. But that's only one
night. Tell us those later.
No. Hell no. You know what? And thank God they didn't have social media. holy shit. But I never did nothing that bad, but I'm just saying, God damn. Today's world, you just say.
Hell he did.
I didn't go to bed for 20 fucking years.
That's a classic Ricky Morton. How long has it been since you've been to bed?
Hey, Ricky Morton never comes to your place of business. Ricky Morton never comes to your place of business. You got to use the restroom. You better let him. Don't say no.
Hey, do you know what he means by that?
Don't say no.
Tell us.
Come here. Robert said, if I ever come to your place of business and I got to use the bathroom.
Oh, I heard.
Let
please.
Me. Have you
Don't
ever heard
tell
the
him
story?
No.
All right, this is a talking shop story.
Okay, and we ate some food, and we're coming back from the town.
We're coming back from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
All right, and I had the doo-doo.
I'm driving. Ricky said, Robert, find a gas station.
Okay, so I walk into the store, and I mean, I got the walk, brother.
He's been holding for 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm walking to the store, and I hear, and I ask the lady, I says, what's your bathroom? We don't have one.
Hey, look, I'm sitting in the car.
Okay. And I go, no, ma'am, this is an emergency. Where's your bathroom? We don't have one. I said, well, where do you shit? She says, it's for employees only.
I don't hear this. I'm in the car. Ricky walks out. And he goes, pop the trunk.
Yes, and I told him, well, I didn't walk out. I was telling you through the window. I says, bring me a towel. And the woman goes, I said, I had to use the bathroom up here. I just dropped it, and I shit all the way down the aisle in the store.
The lady told me,
I'm going to call the police. I said, well, call them. You know what? I didn't know that. It's just law. You have to emergency to go to the bathroom. They won't let you use it.
They were in the wrong.
Yes, they were in the wrong.
I'm serious. And they had a bunch of shit-covered bugles, too.
Hey, it went all the way down to the paper chips and the cones. And I told Robert, give me a towel.
So
look here.
Down the aisle?
And
you
I wiped
down the gas station.
Look here. I wiped my butt with the towel. And I told her, I said, now you clean this shit up. I walked out the door, and we're on every TV.
He got in the car. We hit back. I hit the fucking gas. I said, Ricky, we're going to be fucking fired. With the hottest thing on TV, he just shit in front of the door.
All over the door. I shit all over the door.
Well, you had to go.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to let a man take a shit.
So here it comes to your business. Let him use the restroom.
I don't think we can get any higher than that for an ending. We're going to have a great time. Thank all of you for coming. And in true Talking Shop form.
Oh, come on.
Well, let me in, you little bastard.
Come on down, Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Good Brothers, for the Rock and Roll Express, I'm Howard Finkel, and this has been Talking Shop from Heaven.